Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
I'm going back to where the beach is near, the beer is dear, there's plenty of women out of the crowd. Walking around the corner, second, the whistle is gone, and smoking over is at your back. By the river side,
well, I'm being told that Average Joe's does not have enough players and will be forfeiting the championship match.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for him.
Get it right and drive it clean out over the fence. Out in there, he's a carnival. Jesus, he's
telling. Good afternoon. Season 3 of the Sligo Podcast. Very welcome. We're back, lads. Ronan, Ross. In new surroundings of O'Connor's Bar, Ballisadair.
Lovely.
In the snug.
Lovely surroundings. I really like this room.
This room is amazing, yeah. I must say, shout out to O'Connor's now. It's a great
spot.
Yeah,
it's class. The snug is class, but the gang of lads in the next room have gone quiet. Listen to us there. They were looing there 2 seconds ago, and now they're gone quiet.
There's a few lads from Screen Drum Airdway on the beer, isn't there?
St. Pat's boys, yeah. They're after their defeat in the Connacht. Stop listening. I can see you, dear, against the window there.
We might actually get one of the more coherent St. Pat's fellas in here for a bit of a debrief.
Our first pod in
God knows how long, like
6-7 weeks.
About that,
The last time we were with you,
spirits were high.
We're looking forward to the the live show. Sorry,
at Christmas.
It was me who was laid low with COVID. There was a lot of people asking who it was.
It was I.
Which we've all got it now in the end.
We've all got it, yeah.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
COVID experts now.
Yeah, you had the Christmas dose.
I had the Christmas dose, yeah. I was texted by someone to say that at least you're invincible for 2022 anyway, so I'm going to go with that strategy, I think.
You were the first man, Ross. You popped the cherry first.
Yeah, I did, yeah. And end of November. Got my business done early.
Yeah, so it was my fault, I'm sorry. I know we put out... All tickets are still obviously valid.
Yes.
And we put out that maybe March, maybe time, it could be April, yeah. We'll see.
We only had that one request for a refund from that fella out in, where was he? He was at
Grange.
Grange. He'd be forever tarnished. So, yeah.
One person has a refund. tight fuck. Could be April. We just don't want to say anything yet in case.
Yeah, we'll wait till he can get...
But it'll wait till Omicron fizzles out.
It'll be definitely in the first 4 months of the year. Yeah. Put it that way. When's your stag, Ross?
Don't know. Not confirmed yet. May.
Should we book flights a few months ago?
May. Well, we're waiting to see what happens. Not confirmed yet. I haven't booked anything yet. Did you get flights?
Yeah.
All right. I haven't even got flights
yet. It's going to be a surprise, Adel.
Oh, you're in the group.
Yeah, I haven't bought flights yet.
All right.
Oh, no. I think McHugh is getting me my flights.
Right. Somebody must be getting them for you. Yeah.
We forgot the stag. I'm just wondering so it doesn't collide.
Zoom in on the stag.
Yeah, so I suppose how was your Christmas, lads? We're here in the new year, 2022.
Grand, yeah. Quiet.
Oh, sorry, you were.
I was laid low from the 27th on, so. Yeah. Had a good couple of days out before that now. Good Stephen's Day. Well, obviously not a great Stephen's Day because I picked up the old virus along the way.
Yeah, of course. I enjoyed Stephen's Day myself now. Troubadour was hopping.
Busy day for the Troubadour, yeah. Foley's was hopping too. Actually, McGlynn's was hopping.
Lots of men just there, like...
Gambling.
A lot of that going on, I think. Lovely Smithwick. The town has gone big on Smithwick's, lads.
Yeah, is it back?
It's, well, I don't want to ever go away in a way, but there's a lot of young people on Smithwick's.
I was big into the Smithwick's before coronavirus.
Right.
And just kind of went off it then because I didn't like it in the can. And it put me off it on draft then because I didn't like it in the can.
It's not something I could ever take today.
I had
would you have won, no?
I would, yeah. I would have been drinking that in the 26. It's a good pint of Smithwick's is hard bet, but a bad pint would be the worst thing. It's like dirty dishwater. Like
See, that's what happened to me, I think. I got a bad experience with a couple of cans and put me off it.
Well, we never had a couple of them now. Just something I could never take.
But I suppose sporting wise, lads, we'll go into that later on. Our little
sports part of the show.
Yeah, sports part of the show.
Sports podcast.
We might do a few predictions. Well, there's definitely people I'm trying to think who asked to mention me on the show. A lot of people listen who I wouldn't thought listened. I met over to Christmas. But I can't think what they asked me to say. So
we've one shout out for a new kebab joint.
Yes. Sorry, S1 Pizza.
Yeah,
is it called S1 Pizza? Yeah,
S1 Pizza. I think. Yeah. It seems to sell everything.
That's opposite Foley's.
Opposite Foley's, yeah. Beside where Envy used to be.
Oh, we're bloody the burrito. Yeah.
It's
funny because you said to me just a few minutes ago, and I was supposed to say it to you a few weeks ago.
That
I
was,
had it the one the night. Yeah, very, very impressive.
Yeah, who and going on in the background here now? It's picking up again.
Yoo-hoo! Bloody St. Pat's lads. So it's our new. Where would you put it in? Would it go into the top five?
Not quite super fast, but like as kebabs go in town.
It was good.
It was very good.
I showed you the email I got from Just Eat.
You did.
They gave me a present as well. Just Eat, not super fast.
That's what I
said. Just Eat.
And I'm freaking about super fast.
Said, how are you doing?
How are things, mate?
Oh, sure.
No, it's not the toilets.
Would you put it away, for God's sake?
Yeah. Cheers.
You've been for a chat in a while.
Give me a few minutes.
Yeah, come in for a chat, Herschel.
Yeah,
oh, man. That's our first mystery guest, special guest of the night. Thought it was the toilets.
These are the joys of
live. Well, it's not live, I suppose. But
from a pub. Thought it was the toilet. He knew bloody rightly it wasn't the bloody toilet. But
he's the big man going back into the snug there with his mates after that.
Yeah, I said he paid a euro each hour by the last 2 minutes.
So Just Eat sent me an email on Christmas Eve, like, open your Christmas presents. I was using too much. They gave me a 1 month subscription to Now TV.
That's a nice touch.
I love the touch for the guys at Just Eat. Picture. What else we got, lads? A bit of correspondence to go to. We'll go to that in a second. Again, thanks to O'Connor's Bar. The new game.
Our new segment, sorry, yes. New segment.
We'll go to it now?
Why not, if you want to.
Have you, go on.
It's a new segment. I texted you earlier. The game is called In Sligo, or Not In Sligo, where I'll give you places. I didn't say people. Places, things, businesses, objects that are in Sligo, or maybe not in Sligo. And you have to guess what supposed to say the true and false. Your answers would be in Sligo.
Okay,
so I say Ballater there, you'd answer in Sligo.
Okay.
And if I said Navan, you'd say not in Sligo.
Right.
So we're hoping in the next few weeks people will...
That'd be a nice curveball to start the game if you were...
Yeah. We're hoping people will send in their in Sligo, not in Sligo tidbits in the next few weeks and we make the game take off completely.
Okay,
so you're going against each other here.
Right.
So I've 20...
What, you just ask to take turns, is it?
I'll go with Murty first.
Okay,
anyway.
Yeah.
20 here, okay? So I'll go with Murty first. Jeremy Beadle Way.
Not in Sligo.
Correct.
Great start.
One for Mert there, yeah. Ross, Norbert Ferguson Parade.
In Sligo.
Yes. It is.
High Street, is it?
No.
I've seen it. I've definitely seen it.
I've seen it. 100% seen it, yeah.
Norbert Ferguson Parade is
down by Taos.
Kind of.
It's on the bridge across
the road from Fury's, kind of. Yeah. Just down the slipway there when you go down by where Sligo Weekend is or was.
That's a good shout, though.
That's where Norby Ferguson hangs out.
Yeah.
Right, back to you, Mert. The Greasy Fork. It's a cafe.
Not in Sligo.
Correct. Yeah. There's no Greasy Fork in Sligo.
I'd be surprised if there was a Greasy Fork in Sligo and I wasn't in it.
Hey, Ross. The Humble Spud takeaway.
In Sligo.
Yes. Where?
That's no bonus points here, mate.
It's Gertrude. Humble Spud is Gertrude. Good start, lads.
Yep.
Two each. Murty. Rath McCurkey.
It's really on the edge now. I'm going to say
the town around, I believe, or somewhere.
Not in Sligo.
In Sligo.
Ooh, here's the chance.
Here's a chance for Ross to take a lead. Take a lead here. Ross. The Cat and the Moon.
Ah, it's in Sligo.
What kind of... it's
my favourite obscure shop. It's my favourite obscure jewellery shop.
Okay, Marty. Streamstown.
Oh, Sligo. That's only out the road here.
Ross, Lover's Lane.
Oh, that's... It's near in Tobercurry.
Yes!
Yeah. I always note that driving by it. No, what kind of action's up that street?
What goes on there?
Yeah. I've always wondered, yeah.
Well, we've got a few listeners from up that way.
We do, yeah.
Okay, strings are gone. Marty, back to you, yeah?
Yeah.
Walk and Roll Chinese.
Walk and Roll Chinese is in Ballandine.
Yes.
It's the best name Chinese of all time.
4 points for Marty. Ross, you have a game, you have a point in hand, or yeah, question in hand. David Bowie Drive.
Well, someone's private
house. Bowie Drive.
Not in Sligo.
You are right. Yeah. I was doing the Geldof Drive. This was done in the van earlier now. Marty, Old Pound Street.
Sligo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
OPS, as we call it. Five, Marty. Ross, Gilbert Maguire Antiques.
Not in Sligo.
Yes.
Yes.
Is that a real place?
Completely made up by myself. You were 6 for 6, Ross.
Yeah.
Maybe these are too easy. We might get more listeners to send in there. Marty, Kilmactranny.
Oh, that's in Sligo.
It is.
Yeah, yeah. Where is it? Anna?
It's beside, it's, I looked it up there in my town. It's out in a scroll. No, is that Rat McCurkey's out in a scroll? Could be out in a scroll. Ah, who knows. Ross, Tooth Hurty Dentist.
Not in Sligo.
Yeah.
Where's the Tooth Hurty Dentist?
Made up again.
Tooth Hurty Dentist. I would have got the pun there.
Marty, there's one very easy one here I won't read out yet. Marty, Beefy's Takeaway.
Say that again, Beefy's.
Beefy's.
No, not in Sligo. Yeah. Couldn't be.
No, you're right, not in Sligo. Marty goes to seven.
A meat joint, yeah. Barbecue.
Is Ross 100% here?
Yeah. Ross, La Femme Shop Fashion.
In Sligo.
Yeah.
Yeah, inside the record room.
Give me, I think.
Oh, give me, yeah.
No,
opposite the very old McDonald's.
Jeremy Beadle.
Where the permanent TSB
so
is.
With 16 gone, so there'll be 4 left. I missed something here, did I? No, you must have got one wrong, Ross.
No, I didn't.
I've crossed one out. I shouldn't have crossed out. No, I've crossed one out. Marty, the Iski Falklands War Memorial.
That can't exist. And if it does, I'm going to it.
The answer is the Iski Falklands War Memorial in Sligo or not in Sligo?
Not in Sligo.
Yes, completely made up.
Just a little stone, like.
I would be disappointed now if there was Iski fellas heading off to the Falklands.
Be like that, you see the.
In the mid 80s.
Ross, Knock na Hoor.
In Sligo.
Yeah. The word whore, I thought was quite funny. Murdy, the Hairy Goat Pub. It's a pub and grill, bar and grill.
Not in Sligo.
Yeah, so that brings you to 9. And Ross, you need to get this one to win.
No, you're going to stitch me up here.
I crossed one off by accident. I can't think which one it is. It's 20, so there should be 10 each.
Go on, there's one more each then, that's it.
No, he's done. Murdy's
done.
Murdy's
done. Murdy's
got 9 or 10. Streamstown's done.
Yeah.
Nora Ferguson Parade, Old Pound Street, Lover's Lane, Jeremy Beadle Way. Humble Spud, Knock na Hoor. Oh, not the word. Oh, yeah, sorry. That takeaway out and thing. No, the Greasy Fork is done. La Femme. Gilbert Maguire Antiques. David Bowie Drive. The Hairy Goat. Cat in the Moon. Iski. Kilmactranny. Rat McCurkey. Beefy's Takeaway. Rock and Roll. 230.
We'll just have to call it a draw.
Wrong.
Just gonna...
We have to call it a draw.
First game's a draw.
Ah, bullshit. No way.
Well, I've named up the 20 of them. Rock and Roll. Beefy's. 230.
No, something that's...
Rat McCurkey. Kilmactranny. Iski, Falklands War Memorial. Bowie Drive. Did you get one wrong?
No.
Right, we'll listen back to this later. We'll call a draw for now. We might announce it on Twitter later.
No.
I messed up. Streamstown, Ferguson Parade, Pound Street, Lover's Lane, Jeremy Beadle Way, Humble Spud, Knock na Hoor.
Can I ask him one that I'm going to pluck out of the top of my
Greasy
head?
Greasy Fork.
Yeah, go on, let Murty pull one out.
Right, go on.
Right, so it might be in Sligo or not in Sligo.
Right.
Abby Carton.
What?
Abby Carton.
In Sligo.
Townend and Roscommon.
Right. So there's a game for the home with the kids or a few drinking games. We'll brush it up next year, next week again. That's in Sligo or not in Sligo, our new feature on the show. That could be correspondence, I think, will we?
Hello, my name is Mr. Burns. I believe you have a letter for me.
Okay, Mr. Burns. What's your first name?
I don't know.
Okay, we're back with our first bit of correspondence for the year, lads. A few letters come into the mailbag, Ross. They were delivered to your house earlier, I believe, by the Farron Fisht. We'll get going. There's first one here is from Beefy. Bangers and Mash.
Bangers and Mash.
Bangers and Mash ass, and his Twitter handle is at bangers77410978. Could be a bot. quick question from Marty Anato. Name your best Cartron 11 and Quayside Rovers 11 that you played with back in the day. Very tough one. Very tough one. Quayside went through with a ridiculous amount of players. So
we've had a lot of players over the years as well. Yeah, I'm probably going to offend people here between old
same
teams
as,
and new
yeah.
teams.
Probably don't listen to me, so I'm going to offend.
Make off a quick 11 here. Paul Scanlon and goals.
Okay.
That's probably harsh on our current keepers. We'll go Sow, Billy Fergus Horan as back three.
Disappointed to make it there, but.
Yeah, you could have. You're unlucky. You're unlucky.
You playing three at the back?
Oh, I don't know what to play here now. Sow, Billy Fergus Horan, is that what I said?
Yeah.
Right. John Hart. I'm going to play five across the middle. Okay. John Hart on one side. Enda McGowan on the other side. Then I'll have Colin Feely. I'll go up front anyway. I'll go Neil O'Brien and Malachy Spratt.
Jinxie now.
And I'll have Jinxie, okay. Donald Gallagher and Theo in my midfield three.
Right.
I definitely have, I apologise to anybody
in position there, but that's
my three.
Marty's lineup. Quayside. Only one man to play in goals for Quayside, Willie Monaghan.
Of course.
That's a given. Right back now. Brian Hines was a marauding right back in his time. Then there was the famous McTimony. We had a good song with Timony. Quiet man, but it was Tim Timony, Tim Taru. We've got McTimony, and he says, fuck you. That was our Timony chant. I'll go with Timony. Ed Hinesy, just to annoy you. Centre back with a few good ones there.
Are you going to play yourself?
No, couldn't do it. Could I?
You could if you want.
I'll throw myself in with Barry Dwyer, so.
Solid.
I'll go Kizzy left back. I'll leave Glenn Gordon out because Glenn broke his leg and missed a few years.
A few chants about that too, I think.
Andy Johnson, Lou Bomratchik, Glenn Gordon's legs are plastic. He wrote that in our apartment the night after we won the big Frank Kennedy Cup, Ross. Do you remember that?
I sure do.
So we'll give Kizzy left back. Now,
you forgot someone again.
I did, yeah. I forgot a good few.
I know one player you've definitely forgot.
Who?
Because when we did the... Remember we did a Cycle-Litron best 11 of all time, yeah. We forgot this person as well, and we both agreed after.
Did he play with Kizzy?
Who? He should have been in. Glenn.
Glenn Hargadon.
Yeah.
I was going to play him up front. He played up front for us for a while.
Oh, okay, right.
No, didn't forget Glenn. Jesus Christ, no. Glenn up front, so. Who is the player up front for us? Anyways, I'll put Billy McCartney in midfield. This is no particular order. Fuck. Mickey McDermott has to go in there as well. So we're all driving force for us. We're never blessed at wingers now.
Gary Clancy do a stint in the
no
play a narrow sort of four.
I tell you, Alan Costello played a few games, about six games for us, and he scored 12 goals in the league. You could throw him in. Keith Feeney, I'm going to put him right midfield. I know that's not where he played, but I don't really care what goes across the middle here. So Mickey Mack, Billy McCartney, Keith Feeney. There was loads more players I'm missing. F-wing. Have manners in there. Glenn up front. Who was their striker?
Well, you're forgetting one big one here now.
Johnny Bellew. Jesus Christ, yeah. Johnny Bellew, of course. Yeah, so Bellew and Glenn up front, then Hargadon.
You forgot Chopper as well, yeah.
That's Chopper up top, so yeah, Chopper. You're getting in trouble here, aren't you? Left wing is my problem.
I'd say I'm in big trouble now. By the
left wing?
My team.
Left wing. Left bloody wing.
Virgil?
No, big Virgil, no. Ian Gillan was a very good defender as well. I might throw him right back. He had Timony. Timony, you're out. Ian Gillan right back, yeah. I'll take myself out. I'm a Chopper centre half with Barry O'Dwyer. Here we go.
Here we go. A couple of the best
allows you on.
Yes.
We will. Come in. Come in. Sit down.
Star Man of the Match.
For what, on Saturday? did you have a Man of the Match?
Right.
Right.
Come back with us later on. Right, let's go. So, if you're not sure what happened there, we were joined by two of the St. Pat's GA team who were beaten in the Connacht Junior Final on Saturday. They're on day three of the beer.
Impromptu guests.
This is Joy's off our new location in O'Connor's Bar. People can just walk in the door here, but...
Who could we have next week?
If you walk in for a pint on a Monday, sure.
Yeah.
We're talking.
Yeah. But a brief chat with them, the two of the stalwarts, Jim Davis and Faker McCran. So, let's hear what the lads were... their plans for future years. Yeah, curse away, yeah. You can curse away. Talk into the mic now. Joined by two St. Pat's stalwarts here. The Bowl, Faker McCran and Jim Davis. Lads, how are you?
What's crack?
How are you getting on after the defeat on Saturday?
Grand.
As good as we can.
We drank the shite out of it.
You're on day three now, are you?
Yeah. Day three. Work tomorrow. I might tell the boss now, it won't be in tomorrow.
He doesn't listen to the boss.
That'll be bleak enough. You had a good year though, lads, didn't you?
That was a good year. Disappointing. I suppose at the start of the year, if you said to us where we got after two defeats Michaels at the start of the year, fucking then if you said if we got to kind of fine, you probably would have taken your hand off. And that's coming from a man sitting on the bench like.
Young McCran's had a good year anyway.
And Jim, what? You were the first year at adult football, was it?
Second.
Oh, Jesus, yeah, sorry. How did you find it? You had a good old year?
Yeah, it was good.
Is this your first three-day bender?
No. I'm 19 now.
Jeez, you're getting old. But you were scoring heavily throughout the year, weren't you?
We have a few games, maybe.
Ah, sure, look, don't be too modest here now.
We build up our achievements.
This is the place to say it. But you had a tough one on Sunday, Saturday, but was it Kilmaine? You're a good team, weren't they?
Oh, very good. We were just saying, They give every intermediate team, so I go good.
I think
well.
They did. I think they touched a few senior teams as well. To be honest, yeah. No, they were good. I was impressed. I was in myself. Spirit, Marty, what have you got up next?
Well, I'm not really sure. What do you think anyway? What's your plans for next year, lads?
Double back and Red Bull.
Oh, McCran, you'll be on the bench again.
You need to get off that pyramid, McCran.
I know, fucking.
Would you give intermediate rattle, lads? Will you?
Yeah, this definitely the train into the like start of this year would. Hopefully it'll stand to us. I hope we don't do too much damage now the next few weeks to the body, but look, that's it. Like, hopefully this will stand to us and stay up next year.
I do more than stuff, will you not?
Hopefully, yeah. Like, we will, but said the first year you come up, say that's the easier, and stay up the second year, and hopefully we keep going with that. Then look, might play Clara then and
you'd get senior first, lads.
Yeah.
There's a long standing bet out there, isn't there?
You remember putting a bet on me and the guy who
hold on? Oh, it's Paul Davis,
was
it?
I will clear this
now. That was lies. I was there for that.
Yeah, Jim. I said, give us 5 years and then we'll be in senior. And then we'll beat you.
And we'll win a county championship before Clare.
That's even worse.
That was it.
So in 5 years, you've got 5 years
to win a senior championship.
No.
It's 5 years to win to get up.
Okay.
You're a liar, that fella. To bowl, Jim. Okay, we'll see if I could be anywhere in 5 years. Clare might not exist.
See how this interview goes. He might be better from O'Connor's.
Never seen again now.
Better from O'Connor's. You're in the under-20s as well, Jim, are you?
Yeah.
So you're back training. Shout out to Desi Sloane, does he? Funny about training them with him.
Conor Mara listens.
I know Conor, yeah.
Danny Crack.
Danny Crack. When are you back at it?
We're playing a game on Wednesday against GMIT.
That's less than 40 hours away. Best luck with that.
And you're on the...
Disclaimer, no alcohol on board.
Yeah, Jim's the only one here not drinking, to be fair to himself.
What are you on, Ribena?
I'm on the Ribena. I was out heavy last night, so...
Lads...
Be done.
Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for coming in and saying
best
all
of luck. Enjoy the pints.
Best luck with the podcast.
Sure, thanks for many. You're a scholar. Okay, that was the lads who walked in the door while we were doing our first bit of correspondence. It got me out of a hole because I couldn't remember any keys at Robert Flair's.
You got to about 11 anyway, I think.
I'm missing left winger and I'm definitely missing someone. Yeah, I can't think. I just can't think. I should have. And when Bangers and Mash on Twitter sent it in, I
thought about it.
I had a miracle in your mind. Well, I had all names coming to my mind, all memories flowing back, but we'll leave it at that now anyways. Next up
Stephen
is...
Stephen Holmes here, is he?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have it there in front of me. So, Holmes says, welcome back, lads. Thanks, Stephen.
Thanks, Stephen.
If you were to choose any footballer, past or present, to join in seamlessly to life in Sligo, pints, chippers, taxis, etc., who would it be?
George Best.
Yeah, straight up George Best, yeah.
I go George Best. He enjoyed the good life off the pitch. best you would fit in lovely in Sligo.
I reckon Finlay Beelan would be good crack to do the fuck around the place.
What, the Connacht hooker or prop?
The Aussie fella. Looks like a wild enough old character.
He had the arm round him one day on the pitch.
He did. Who did we meet? What? Do you remember the day after Belly's wedding there was a famous rugby player in the pub?
I didn't go to Galway the next day.
I can't remember the next day.
Yeah, I don't remember much about it. There was a famous rugby player in there or something. I can't remember. Yeah. But anyway, I will go with the original Ronaldo. would love Superfast.
He would. Big fan.
He'd be a fan of out for the early pint and Foley's. He'd be a great lad to have round.
Imagine an Oakland. Ah, Ronaldo! Louise!
Jeez, Ronaldo made a show of himself again last night over the sound.
And he would.
Oh, no. Adriano. He fairly went off the rails. Yeah.
Remember one of the pro evils?
Oh, pro evils. His shot power was unbelievable.
But she was on the cover, wasn't he?
That's how
Big John Perkin as well now enjoys his bit of food. Lower league player, of course.
His podcast, you're a big fan of?
Yeah, I like Under the Cosh, yeah. Good question. Got one here from Ryan Lynch. Welcome back, lads. Thanks again. Two questions. Could you rate your Christmas dinners out of 7, please? That's the first question.
Could you rate Christmas? Oh, yeah.
Your Christmas dinner 7 out of 7?
I have to give the mother 10 out of 10, don't you?
Questions out of 7. Could you rate your Christmas dinner out of 7?
Out of 7. 7.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And actually, it was the mother supported by the sister and Marie. So, yeah, 7. 8 out of 7.
I haven't had Christmas dinner in 6-7 years since 2015, so I can't rate it.
I'd have to give 7. Sorry,
7. So, 7's for all.
Yeah.
I got two good days out of it now.
Just the sandwiches the next day are just the business, aren't they?
I made a sandwich Stephen's morning, actually. I didn't need Christmas dinner. I made a good lovely sandwich Stephen's morning for you before I headed off to town.
It's good talk, because
you nearly enjoy it more.
A bit of cranberry sauce in it, a bit of stuffing. Lovely, lovely stuff.
I've made a pig of myself over Christmas.
Sure.
Just put the cards on the table here.
Second part of that question is, and could the chairman, that's Murty of course, also go into detail about his bottle job on Saturday evening when playing the board game 30 Seconds? You might need to elaborate on that, Murty.
So 30 Seconds is one of them games. Basically, you have 5 things on a card.
Oh, yes.
And so we were one, myself and my teammate, were one step away from winning the game.
Oh.
So we had a full card to go through. So you roll a dice and it's either 0, 1 or 2. So if it's 2, you take 2 points off your score, so you might move back. Do you get me?
Okay.
And then 1 is the same. So we had 1 space to go anyway. And so I think we'd rolled a 1, so that meant we went back 1 space basically. But I got the first one, and the second one, she was trying to describe Fairy Tale in New York.
Right.
And she said famous Irish Christmas song. And I said, Silent Night!
Saturday night?
Silent Night. So it was just, and in fairness,
Fairy Tale mentioned at the match yesterday, actually.
Yeah, that's what was going on there. So mentioned the city in the US. I just drew a total blank. And yeah, we lost the game because of it. Jeez, that was it. Jesus. We were one step away. So it was a bottle job. I'll fully admit it here on air.
Fuck me, you're the Mayo of board games. Okay, that's all we had, lads. And thanks to the two boys for dropping in.
The $2, yeah.
We'll come back. I'm going to come back with GAA, actually.
Chance here for Jesse Sloane. Can he score? Yes! Sligo!
Okay, we're back with our first GAA section of the new season, the new year. Things have kicked off inter-county-wise. Murty, did you watch any of the action in the Dome?
I've watched bits of the Dome. I watched most of the first game. I didn't see the game at the weekend now, but
yeah,
they put up a good show until probably the last 5 minutes of the
Start with the Leitrim game first. That was the first game of the Dome. I was up with that myself. It was.
Talk us through the Dome anyway first.
I've been in a few times now, so.
Oh yeah, sorry.
I was acclimatized to it. It was absolutely Baltic up there though. I thought it'd be warmer in the actual Dome. But the game started off at an outrageous pace. It slowed down a wee bit, but it's different football now. I'm not sure if it's for me in a way, and that sounds stupid because it's outrageous facility.
It's obviously an Astro pitch.
It is, yeah. It's an outrageous facility, but just when there's no other factors in the game, it's the best team should win every time.
Yeah, that's true. I never thought about that.
And the best footballing team, I suppose, which is no harm either, I suppose, but. No, it was good. The first game was Leitrim. It was high scoring. It was 1-10 apiece at half time, and then finished 1-21 to whatever, 1-15 or 1-17 or something. So it was good. Yeah.
Lot take the eye.
Nine Murphy. That's not true, but he was back. He was fly 1-10. He was everywhere. Pat Hughes, I was impressed with against Leitrim. No, very much so. And Alan Riley was inside as well. And the three of them had a real full forward line. Caused serious damage later.
Where's Alan Riley from?
He's from Curry. He had a good season last year now with Curry. He was centre forward.
And were the three of them playing up now?
They were, actually, yeah.
and the ball was going long. Like it was no, they've done well. Hughes was very effective now for long balls and marks, and Murph does have good hands as well. So it was the Leitrim game. Yeah, the scoring was good. Anyone in the backs? Evan Lyons, I think, is going well. I know he's there 2 years now, but I think he's the makings of just top class cornerback, fullback. His hands are actually brilliant. He's brilliant in the air when you wouldn't think it. He had a good game. Keelan Cawley as well. Was back playing. Then so that was a good win against Leitrim. That was last Monday. Sorry.
Last week. Yeah.
So then, if it was common Saturday, no, I was away for the. I seen the match online. I couldn't get to it, but. I think they lost by 3-23 to 21-22 in the end or something, or was it
21,
too late goals, isn't there? It was too late goals, probably not. Common, good value for 5-point win, whatever. But against Sligo, only two, not two and a half. I think there'll be loads of positives. And it was probably a slightly stronger team get out. The few boys, a few lads are back, like so Eddie McGuinness, Peter Laffey. I said I'd be happy with the two outings now. Now
different squad to last year, a lot of new
faces. Yeah, there's something like I heard Tommy McIndy saying on Ocean there's a 15 new face or something. That's an awful lot. There's loads, but a lot more positive than would have been this time last year now.
Yeah, big time, yeah.
Like, I remember scored another 10 that day. I thought Hughes was actually quite good. Like he's just the second half and he came into it again a bit with when Longball was into him.
He's a handful.
He is, he's just a big man, like. And then Riley was out in centre forward that game, he still's got his a few points, like, so. Who else stood out now? Evelyn's good again. Peter Laffey quite good in midfield. We're going to get this wrong. Barry Gorman? Gavin Gorman? I think Gavin, because I know Clowney, one of the main listeners at midfield in the Leitrim game, was quite good. So there's loads. There's more options than I thought there would be.
How did my mate Sherry's young fella do in his debut, Mark?
Mark Walsh, yeah. He's fucking outrageous pace.
Yeah.
He needs to go into open space, I think, more though.
He'll learn.
He will learn. He's young. No, it's good. There's loads, like as I said again, more than last year, there's a positive. But then to go to Wexford in the first game of the league in 3 weeks' time, and it could be on, like, well, no, it'll be in Wexford Park, but it'll be different conditions. They scored six goals against Leash on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
So it'll be a different game, but positive. It's like the likes of Sean Carbine haven't played yet.
Three weeks?
Cummins. It's 29th, yeah. 20, could be
28. They won 20 goals in the park.
That's in the park.
We'll get tickets for that, will we?
I'm sure Ref will have a few tickets for us. A good friend of Mio. One of our Mio listeners, you're welcome to stay in Ross's house that weekend. But positives, yeah. I've quite a good FBD campaign for what it's worth for Sligo. I was in at the Connacht Junior final. You would have heard earlier in the show.
Don't speak too loud or they'll be back.
The Bowl Pats, they succumbed to Kilmina, who were very good, and I said a chat around past the last few days as we're saying there, oh, they'd beat intermediate teams. It always makes you feel better anyways, but they would. I think they might take on and they'd give senior teams a good game.
Not nice having to play a final that early in January after Christmas.
It was, yeah.
To be fair, to Ref and Enda,
Gavin Enda.
They were talking about that Kilmina team all year. They were a really good team.
Yeah, so. They are, in fairness. And number five, who never stopped the game, was fit as fit. Like, they were good. Like they were way ahead, and look, they were good. So I think Pat's be happy enough to win a Sligo championship this year and get up to intermediate and start their drive, as the boys are saying, to have a senior in.
That's sort of a form of drive for five, the boys are talking about there as well.
But yeah, don't be too disappointed. Don't be disappointed, obviously, to lose by that amount, but they've done their business. Club scene, Kevin Johnson's left Tour de Strand, lads, gone to Cara Finn.
Gone to Cara Finn, I've seen that, yeah.
It was a short lived affair, was it?
Yeah, one for one and out the door.
I suppose.
Good for him.
Should you imagine Cara Finn, he'd be like close to a county team, wouldn't
he? That's the same. They haven't won a Galway in 2 years, so he's a wee. That's a drought for them. I think it's only around half an hour from his house or something as well in Galway, so that's it. I wonder, the big question is who the Tour is trying to appoint now. Not a nice role in a way. There was rumours going around that the Belmullet manager was coming down, but he's left Belmullet. Is it Mitchell Mulligan? Anyways, but I think that's been quashed. The rumour mill is turning.
It's turning.
I think Drumcliff were on the lookout as well for the first time in a lot of years.
Oh, the Drumcliff. Fergal left him, yeah.
I don't know where he's all confirmed now. This is it. You only chat shite to people at matches.
Our source is completely not verified.
Last time we did a podcast, I wasn't managing Clare again. That's true. I'm back. Stephen and Mitchell are back. We with a usual change.
That was a stunt. Pause.
Yeah.
I believe there's a good few clubs there without managers now, because I've heard about two or three.
There is.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to get a...
When are you back training?
Oh. I'll be a long time, yes. We're
yeah, you're a bit away from that.
Yeah, yeah. So we're going to La Manga in April. Here's my battery gone. But yeah, looking forward to... There's no dates out for the clubs yet.
When? Do you come back with the old Benson Cup and...
Yeah, they haven't played in it. Well, they've been played in a kind of way in a few years, so I don't know what they'll do with that this year. But seeing with like Leitrim is going ahead and rugby's going ahead, I can't see why they wouldn't play a full season. Like, I think there's a serious appetite for it. But no, things are looking up, Sligo GAA wise, lads. Looking forward to the league now coming ahead, and yeah, New York in April is championship, so go from there. We'll
somebody
talk.
Sponsor us.
Please. There should be some cashed up Irish bar over there. Yeah. Take us
if
over,
you're over like in New York and you have a big bar, with Dave Bannigan, send us over. We wonder a podcast from New
more
York.
More money than sense. Yeah.
We wonder a podcast from New York. But no, main thing of the GAA wrap up is positivity about the last 2 weeks with the two games in the Dome and new players, I think, and old players stepping up. So we'll come back. We'll go with rugby, will we? Please.
5, 6, 7 yards. The great bullock of a man, this
fella. Danny Kerr, what have you got for us on the rugby fields of Strandhill, Ross? And further afield, maybe. Who knows?
Well, we were supposed to be back at the weekend playing in the Connacht Senior Cup quarterfinal against Galwegians, but just we felt it would be good to push that back if possible. So we actually are playing Galwegians again in the AIL this following Saturday. So we requested to double up next week, just to give us a bit more of a breather after the
this
Christmas
break. This
is
a very rugby thing. I've never seen it in many other sports.
Yeah?
You double up a bit.
Just makes sense. Just reduce the fixtures, like, you know.
It is, we knocked out of a cup and lose league points in the same game.
It'd be a tough pill to swallow.
It's good. And the reward is there, obviously.
Yeah. Well, actually, like, the Galwegians actually requested for us to do it before Christmas. Okay, but
so
we
hands were tied a wee bit.
We didn't do it. So we just said we'd keep it. And we're supposed to play in a home fixture now, so we've given up the home advantage to play away. So
right.
So we're going to be absolute dickheads now if we lose this one.
So double whammy on Saturday.
Next Saturday in Galwegians. But
obviously, the league points are more important than the old cup, I would presume.
Yeah, look, it's the AIL is the big thing. Like, now, don't get me wrong, like, you know, we'd be going for the cup, and we've had good successes in the cup in the last couple of years. And you know, we'll be fully loaded. There's a meeting tonight. So the AIL, there was a bit of doubt. Are they going to take 2 weeks break? And you know, but the thinking was that if they take a break, it's hard to. When's the right time to resume it again? So the appetite is there to keep playing. And the ladies AIL played at the weekend. The Bateman Cup went ahead at the weekend as well. So this weekend now we're playing Galwegians. It's going to go ahead. The juniors, there's a Connacht meeting tonight to talk about Connacht rugby domestically, to decide if they need to take another. They took a break last week. All games are paused. Last weekend, last minute, they just decided it was just too many clubs were requesting the games off with COVID. So they felt, let's give it a break. They're having another meeting tonight. Now, I think worst case, they'll take another week break this weekend. There is talk. We've two league games left with the junior team. And we were supposed to play in the Junior Cup this weekend against Monavie, but the talk is that they'll want to just finish out the league games first before they start the cup competition. So I think that's probably what will happen. So we're either playing Westport at home this weekend in our second last league game, or else we're playing Monavie away. With the juniors now, we're second from bottom in a precarious enough position. We've Westport at home and then away to Connemara for the last game of the season. So need to get a 5-pointer against Westport to have a chance of finishing. Not avoiding the bottom place position, but
where Connemara and Westport in the leagues?
Well, Connemara at the top. I think they've only lost one game.
Bloody All Blacks.
Yeah, I can't remember ever playing them at home in the league. We seemed to always
play the game
away.
For them.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, that's right.
In Clifton, through a famous loop pass.
Remember that. Did Heinze play for them as well?
He did. Yeah, I was wearing basketball shorts.
You got collected from Terry Quinn's house.
18th. Yeah, we took we had two bottles of Irish Mist with us.
The half and half. Yeah, Sheridan's, yeah, yeah.
Irish cream, whatever. One half is white.
And
one
he tried
half
to gift it to Joe Walsh. He told him it was a gift.
Yeah, and he told us,
when he looked at it, realised it was open and half drank. It wasn't a gift.
We were quickly sent on to the Clifton team. Yeah. How did they have no players in Clifton on a Saturday?
I remember we lost the match and Joe was in a rip. No, we didn't. We played really bad and Joe was in a ripper of a mood after the game.
It was drink taken by a lot of people after that.
No, so what happened was then we went to
our jaws.
We got onto the we. Bus. Joe said back in the bus for 4 o'clock. That's it. If anyone's late, I don't care how long you've been at the club, I'll break your jaws.
We've been at the club. I've been at the club for 2 weeks. Yeah. Since
so what happened then was, anyways, we were everyone was on the bus except for. And staff.
No, yeah.
Could have been on the...
I just got on ahead.
Anyways, all I know was
he,
Big Staff.
He was the one who was clinking.
Big Staff wasn't on the bus. Joe's nostrils were flaring. He was stout. Anyways, we're all waiting here and the pressure's mounting and Joe's flaring. You can hear the nose flaring from the front of the bus. Staff gets on the bus, head down, and then you can just hear clink, 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 and then all the cans just fall out of his trouser legs.
Druids.
Druids cans, which are now 40 euro. And that wasn't a Staff had to sit up the front of the bus for the rest of the journey.
Looking back, I suppose he was a man with a bunch of 16 and 17 year olds in Clifton on a Sunday during winter at 4:30, 5 o'clock. He wanted to get home.
Yeah, he did. Fair enough, I think.
Fair enough.
Looking back now with hindsight.
Yeah, so look, that's kind of marriage. Hopefully we get the win in either the cup or the league this weekend. Our ladies played in the Connacht Senior League at the weekend. That match went ahead. Look, it's a brand new team for us. They're playing Galwegians, even though I think it was Galwegian seconds, but they're an AIL team. They've been at it for a long time. It was the score 22-5 to the ladies, but which isn't a bad result considering it's a growing team. I think that's only their second ever match, so it's nice now. It adds another string.
Quite
to
young, I presume.
Yeah, I think it's quite young team. I think it's just people that are just gone 18. I only looked at it briefly. I was leaving to go home, so I only caught a couple of minutes of it. But it seems to be a very young team, all right. It's a learning curve for them. It's good that they're able to get games. So fair play to them. So that's it, really. What is in the seniors? Not much now. Just welcome Aaron Spring back to our squad. So Aaron will be a nice addition for the second half of the season. It looks to be in good shape still. The years in Australia have been kind to him. So welcome back, Aaron. Okay. I think that's it. Now, short one this weekend. We're hoping that everything goes ahead.
We'll hopefully get back in the pitch and you have more chat for us.
Yeah.
You'll have more then for us, yeah.
Yep, that's the one.
Underage, anything there? Sorry.
No, should have nothing played at the weekend. Nothing over the Christmas period, really. We'd our under 17s and under 14s won the Connacht League there before Christmas.
Fine, aren't they?
So that was a nice one for them. Actually, Joe Walsh's under 17s team won the Connacht League.
Loves that age group.
He does. His son's on the team now, actually. Right. Yeah. That was nice there. Fair play to them teams. And Ken O'Neill, Roger O'Neill were involved with the Roger Burrows. Ken O'Neill involved with the under 14s.
They're three good men to go on the team, aren't they?
Yeah. Stanley Hunter, I think, as well. So they've a nice group coming through there. So it's good for the future. So
yes,
that's it. We'll finish on a high.
Yeah, we're going to come back with just a little bit of the other sports we don't usually cover. We'll just do a quick roundup on them. Okay, we'll do a quick roundup of other sports. We are out of our speciality. All of the other sports we talk about mightn't be our speciality. Yep. I want to give a shout out to actually Neil Carew, ex Sligo footballer. He was saying the podcast, he couldn't believe how fast we talk and how we get things out so quick. But he realised only last week he was listening on his app at 1.5 speed. So shout out to you, Neil. You told me that on Saturday. The All-Stars were in the Presidents' Cup semi-final. They played UCC Demons. 73-64, 9-point defeat. But I think a good outing is...
Yeah, I was actually watching the fourth quarter. Yeah. I came back. They were down quite a bit.
Zach Powell had some lovely baskets.
Yeah, an impressive athlete, to be sure.
Yeah, Shane Ramirez was to come on before the whole outbreak of the COVID, so we might get him on.
Get him.
Yeah,
we've been talking to him now for two seasons.
We have, yeah. But things are going bad in the season so far. Ocean O'Reilly is playing some good ball. Murty,
I watched a bit of the game the other night, but I was really impressed for UCC Irish senior captain Kyle Hosford. He's a real menace around the court, so he is, in fairness to him.
Yeah. Hosford's around a long time now.
He is, yeah. He's a fine basketballer now.
Yeah, but they stayed in the game well, in fairness, only 9 points.
9 points in the end, yeah. No, there was just some impressive stuff. And between Zach Powell and Oisín O'Reilly, yeah, there's a lot to build on there for the All-Stars, I think.
Well, don't meet Zach Hosford, or, sorry.
Don't meet, the likes of Kyle Hosford.
Kyle Hosford every week.
Yeah.
Slightly moving on, the cricketers were in Balladreen during the week.
Yeah.
It seems the only other team in Connacht.
It's the best of 47 series.
Yeah.
Good result, though, I believe.
Yeah, there was some lovely wickets taken. Yeah. Lovely. There was some golden ducks.
Golden duck,
yeah.
Jesus. When the first ball, if you don't.
First ball.
No, I know there is, but I didn't think there was one. Sorry.
It's like a nine darter, really. Did see it,
yeah, so that's good news. It's Jesus, upbeat times for Sligo sport, and no more so than our famous axe thrower.
Yeah, this is news to me, you know.
Yeah.
It's something that we should be looking to get at, I think.
You've got a bit of it there, do you?
Yeah, I do indeed, Adrian.
What have you got for us about?
So Sligo woman, Keola McGowan, is aiming to become the best axe thrower in the world. Axe throwing, yeah, it wasn't something I knew we were too strong on, but yeah,
she lived in Wicklow, though, didn't she?
Is that it, yeah?
I think so. I don't think she's throwing her axes in the land of her desire at the minute. Or Leeds County either. And what is she in? So is her competition going?
I assume there must be an axe throwing world championship, but no, I just seen the article that she's aiming to become the best axe thrower in the world.
I've seen a few videos right of her throwing the axe. Good distance as well, like a ridiculous distance. How do you realise you're a good axe thrower, though?
Thinking the exact same thing.
Hunting someone down? Sorry, such ridiculous.
Someone was burgling your house night, and then you run out the front door and the first thing you see is an axe and you ping it.
What I've heard from Joel is that she thinks it's really zen.
Oh,
so it's peace of mind type thing.
Peace of mind, would you believe, throwing an axe.
Right.
Something we could maybe throw.
So like the axe is an extension of the fingertips.
Yeah, I think it's like an archery board, is it, as well?
Yeah, yeah. There's a target board there. I don't know. I think
she's not chopping lumber. She's not splitting logs like or anything.
No, I don't.
I think we might get Kyoan on.
Yeah.
A very interesting new Sligo sport.
Yeah. Exactly, I enjoyed that. After, yeah,
exactly. The obscure sports what we love.
We could have thrown axes with her, wouldn't it?
No.
We can set up our own magazine of obscure sports quarterly.
Yeah. The Ocho.
Yeah, that'd be quarterly, yeah. Every 3 months our new obscure sports section will be out.
Yeah.
Looking forward.
Oh, actually, which reminds us, not that it's an obscure sport, Warner, Wilders.
Yes, the mountain bikers.
Broke his arm over Christmas.
After fuck's sake.
Kiteboarding.
Kiteboarding, of course.
Kite surfing, yeah.
So you're telling us to get into that, he was.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So I was chatting him the other day, and he was chatting me there. I was like, I told him, anything up with you, Warner? Ah, yeah, broke the arm on Christmas Day.
Christmas Day.
Yeah, so he said, he goes, didn't fancy going to the hospital on Christmas Day, so didn't go, stayed home, drank.
This is one of the quietest days to go to the hospital.
No, but you wouldn't want to be there all the same, so drank a bit of gin to numb the pain, went in the next day, yeah, broken arm, so.
Our old guest, Warner Wilders from Northwest Mountain Bike
Club, yeah. An inaugural member, founding member.
That was one of our good podcasts. Get well soon, Warner. Hope you're back on the kite surf quite soon.
Although I'm sure you will be.
I'm sure you're on already, probably.
I'm just wondering, though, because I was asking him to get to his house for a bit of physio this week, and he's like, yeah, come in, man, we'll get you sorted out. But how is he going to do a physio? Do a massage at one arm?
The one arm bandit.
Right, just a series of chops.
We'll come back with football with Marty. Right, Marty, we're going to start with Rovers first.
Yeah.
Even though they're back. Yeah, it's been a while since we talked.
Back training last week, isn't it?
Okay. We're going to start with the big news, I suppose. Johnny Kenny, gone.
Yeah.
JKJ.
I think it was kind of expected. It was in the...
it was.
You know, I think everybody kind of knew in the last week or so that it was going to happen. Look.
I've never seen so many well wishes.
There's been a lot of well wishes, yeah.
It's one of our own, kind of. Is that the type of thing?
Well, I just think that, you know, he's from Sligo. You know,
his father was such a hero as well,
and like even in the season that he was here, he was sensational. So
you were very negative with a tweet about him, and you were called out.
It wasn't negative at all. It made up. There was an angry WhatsApp. See the WhatsApp.
Yeah, the guy
Rogers was going to be attacked in the showgrounds.
Yeah, Rogers is his agent.
That's what I was on about.
The bag of bips.
Yeah, no. I know. Well, we wish him nothing but good. Yeah.
We originally had Johnny out before he played a senior game.
Yeah.
We were the men chatting.
About he was going to come to his live show as well.
He was. Unfortunately, he was coming to our live show, but then myself got them a call. But it's not going to be easy for him, though. Like, all the well wishes were great, and we know his talent, and he's going to be there at top. But he's an example. But they're running for another few attackers today. I think Celtic. Showreel.
No, it's outrageous.
The Scorpion. Yeah.
Well, Wardy was saying yesterday there was a few Japanese have signed.
Yeah, two,
a triple threat of Japanese. That'd be four. Japanese people. And Postecoglou, obviously, is a good line there.
On
the K-League.
Like, he needs... patience could be the key here.
Yeah, but he's only... Yeah, I just... He's 18. Like, I know people have been... I just think people might just be comparing him to the wrong people because, like, he's 18 going over there with a full season of men's football behind him. You know, I think he's got a... Like, look, you don't want
to... I think there's an eagerness for us all to see him do well.
But, like, we've seen that time, you know, when... Was it Today FM or News Talk that did the... Mount Rushmore of Sligo people, like, it surprises you how little major sports stars that we have. Now all of a sudden, you know, with the likes of Mona.
Was it Ski McGee who was the last international for Sligo?
Yeah, and this will literally be, I think, only the third
if Johnny makes it.
Yeah. If Johnny makes it that far, yeah. It's surprising.
It's crazy, because soccer town.
Yeah, I think of myself.
You know, but I think he's definitely got everyone. He seems like a lovely young fellow.
Head and shoulders,
you know?
Yeah.
And he seems to have a good head and his shoulders. I think he's, like, without burdening the young fellow, I think he's got a great chance. He's as impressive as young players I've ever seen in that league anyway. He's only 18.
20 years if he comes in and gets a chance and hits a goal.
he can't really be left out again.
So that's what one goal could change.
And that's what he does, yeah. He mightn't be in the game as much as you think.
But. And like he just got so much better over the year. Yeah. That was just over 1 year of watching him. Like the difference in the first... And he was pretty good the first night against Dundalk. But if you looked at him, that's 60 minutes against Bowes. He had played 3 international games the week before away.
And scored three.
No, the one... You don't remember the last game of the season? Mm-hmm. He scored that season, hit the crossbar. The two Bowes defenders...
No, but he scored in the three internationals.
Oh, sorry, he scored that week. Yeah,
yeah,
and he scored in the last game previous for Rovers as well. But the two Bowes fellas, centre halves, were absolutely petrified him, like terrified him. Do you know? And like he played 60 minutes that day and was sensational. I don't know. I think he's got a big chance. People are saying maybe he shouldn't have went to Celtic, but... Probably, I think that's more because some of the players they've brought over for Ireland recently just hasn't worked out for them. I still think if you're good enough, you get there.
Exactly. You know? Your man, Lee O'Connor, who was captain of United underage and then he'd never moved.
Yeah, yeah.
And shook a leg there. But yeah, hopefully he's our own.
It's gone over and done all right.
It's done all right, yeah. He has. He scored in his debut.
Yeah, look, Celtic are a big club.
Yeah, they're massive.
Yeah.
But he's gone, so let's forget about him for now. So,
yeah, a couple of additions.
It's
a bit thin now at the minute now.
Well, striker-wise,
yeah.
Jeff Horsfield was seen in
the centre. Jeff was spotted already.
He was actually only his cousins in Tracy Avenue. I only found out later on. He wasn't there for trials.
That makes sense now, doesn't it? Look, we've a couple of players signed in. We signed Paddy Kirk. He's a defender that got in from Longford. I seen him up in Longford. I didn't really think he was that great, but then hold on, now there is a but to this.
The Kirkster.
But in the second game, the last game, Rovers played Longford in the Showgrounds. He might have been the best player in the pitch, actually, if I remember right. Then we've also signed.
It just takes you on out the whole reason to point prove you wrong for the year.
He scores a goal and puts his jersey up and it's a t-shirt with your face.
After saying he was the best player in the second game.
Cup of the year. Where's Moriarty?
Moriarty doesn't rate Paddy Kirk. Kirky.
I got called out pre-Christmas as well by a strong Celtic player. But
who? O'Boyle.
O'Boyle was calling.
Late night text. Tell Moriarty O'Boyle is back at 2:30 in the morning.
And he is back in fairness. And then we signed Carlos Sullivan. He's a winger from Harps. It's funny, like players don't on other teams unless they're exceptionally good, they don't ever really stand out that much to me. Him and Will Fitzgerald from Derry. I just seen that the Derry fans were sorry to see him go. And yeah, well, Sullivan, the Harps fan, seems sorry to see him go. So
you would need 2 strikers signed, don't you?
Oh, big time. Yeah, we're like, if you think like we've lost Romeo, Johnny, Walter hasn't re-signed back. Like, that's an awful lot of attacking talent.
We're clearly in the market.
Non-league
team. Did he?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Did he? Yeah. Just today, there was a few friendlies announced. The 21st, they have Longford Town away. Friday 21st, Wednesday at Lone away. Tuesday the 1st, Finn Harps, venue to be seen. That could be halfway through. That could be in Grange's new Gaelic. And the 4th of February, Derry City away. And the 11th at Lone at home. It's the usual pre-seasons, isn't it?
Usual pre-seasons. Yeah, it's not that long till the season starts. We're only 6 weeks from starting, like, you know.
Well, what date's today?
It's February 10th. 18th is the first game.
Yeah, and the 21st is... So 11 days of the first pre-season friendly in Longford. Kirk will have a point to prove against his old team.
Would you leave me alone about Paddy Kirk? I hope he's the best left full that ever set foot in the Showgrounds.
But no, it's exciting to get back at it. Well, a good start to that season is badly needed, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, a lot.
It makes up so much. Like, even the blip that happened mid-season when everyone panicked and shit themselves.
I don't know, it's going to be tough.
Expectations will be high, though.
Until they probably sign another couple of attacking players, I think expectations actually from talking to people are quite tempered at the minute because... Okay. Like, there's, you know, you can kind of see there's kind of glaring weaknesses in the squad at the minute. Looking forward to it, obviously. It would be great to have them back, and it's a short off season. But, we need to start well. Hopefully, there'll be no restrictions on crowds by the time that rolls around. Not sure what the story is at the minute, really. Yeah. I don't know how many you get in there.
But 5 days beforehand, you'll hear that with the League of Ireland.
But then, hopefully, anyway, like, it definitely won't be as long as last year. It was July before I got into the Showgrounds last year, do you know?
Yeah. And, so of course, we're available for all the games that people don't want to comment on. We'll be back.
We'll show up for them ones.
Junior soccer's in full swing again, Marty. Yeah, Cartron having an unassailable lead at the top.
Would you stop? Would you? You're
7 points clear.
7 points clear, but yeah, the defending and reigning champions Kirby have 3 games in hand, you see. Right. You enjoyed the game yesterday?
I did, yeah, I did. I actually thought when I got there you won up, but for about the first half hour I was there, I'm sure well on top.
They were, oh yeah, yeah. They're good side, I'm sure.
Yeah. Some lovely footballers, like, and a lot of experience.
Yeah, it was funny sort of game, but Like, even though they were on top, we probably created the best of the chance.
I would say they controlled the middle third of the pitch for nearly the whole game, and that's not been harsh. Yeah.
We probably were the better team for the first 20 in the last
I missed
20.
That, you see.
Yeah. I thought we were better in the last 20.
What, the second goal killed it. Yeah, yeah. I know it was late on.
But I thought... Yeah, no, it was a good game. Big win, obviously. Anytime you go there, yeah. It's obviously a tough place to go. And like they drew Kirby prior to Christmas.
Yeah, I was at that game as well. And there were Kirby had their own chances, but they could have definitely nicked it. Some great chances to beat Kirby as well. So I think they're in a false position if there is one. Oh, I don't want to get in trouble with some teams here. Killarney, you're already in the hunt for me as well. If Kirby yourselves, Manor, Strand, and MCO would be.
You'd say the top five.
Top five.
Yeah, I think it's actually, in fairness, I think. Strand are probably the form team in the league at the minute. They're flying, and but Manor have won a few games on the bounce line. Actually, I think that is the top five right as we speak.
Oh.
Is that it's us, Carberry, Strand are third, MCO are fourth, and Manor fifth.
Do you want to go through a quick run of the results?
Do you want to go through the results? Yeah,
I'd love to.
Yeah, you'd love to. Saturday night, under the lights in Strand Hill, Strand beat Real Tober 4-0.
It was played in Showgrounds.
Oh, it was in Showgrounds.
Yeah,
right,
yeah,
correct. My apologies.
Then, I have to give Strand Celtic the. Some kudos they gave us. Their meeting room upstairs to use for the Gaelic on Saturday evening. An olive branch of friendship. And it was nice community. Yeah, hands across the divide. That sounds ridiculous.
Would it extend up to the rugby club?
Yeah, I don't know. After that incident.
Ah, no.
But yeah, because the lads were ready and they went into the Astro and 4-0. Yeah,
4-0. Yeah. Oh yeah. So it ended up being in Showgrounds anyway. Yeah, yeah. So then yeah, as I said, Carter 92, MCR 0. Merville had a big win over our Harps 3-2. Manor Rangers 5, Aughnagh 4. A bit of a classic there. I think that was in Drumahair. And then finally, Ballysalare had a good 2-0 away win against Ballymote.
I wonder, was our host Lee Cavan, is he playing with Ballysalare still?
I don't think so. Okay. I haven't seen him in a while now.
Win for Merville, sorry.
That was a huge win for Merville, yeah. I shot one of our house players last night, right? And I think they thought they were going to go in there and win. But it actually, it narrows. I'll give a brief summary of the tables after, but it's very tight down there. So anyway, in the Premier League, Chaffield bet Drumahair 3-1. Carrick bet Gertrude 4-2. Glenview Stars went out to Colliery and turned Colliery over 3-1.
Yeah.
Huge win. Then St John's beat Enniscrone 3-1. Ballygawley, they're on a great run of form in that league as well, actually. They won 4-1 against Ben Bulbin. And Killarney beat Valley Rovers 5-2.
Yeah, Valley missing a lot of players. There was an old fair day on in Giva, yeah, so they were missing a lot. So that's why Killarney easily that day.
So just a brief synopsis of the tables before your predictions that always go pretty well. So it's Super League, as I said. So Carter United lead the way, 36 points from 14 games.
Only six dropped.
You're blowing smoke up is all over the place.
I think it could be the year.
You were talking about bonfires and all.
I was. Over top buses.
So Kirby, if they win their three games in hand, will actually be 2 points ahead of us. But they're 20.
Some buts were candy and nuts with something.
Just imagine Mert now. Remember Mike Bassett when they take the wrong turn on the
Down to a pound street.
Perished.
So Kirby, 29 points from 11. Strand now are in third. They have 28 points from 14. So they're the same. They're 8 points behind us with the same amount of games played. Then MCO are fourth on 23 points with 13 games played, and then Manor round up to top five with 22. And then at the bottom, Ballymote have 11 points, Aughnagh 9, Tubber 9, Merville 8. So with two going down automatically and one in the playoff, that's tight down there.
Who's bottom side there, Merville?
Merville at bottom on 8,
3 points are massive for them.
Huge. Oh, huge, yeah. And it brings our Harps about there, they're up on 16, so they might just have enough to be ahead there. But yeah, it's exciting. And they're the Premier League, St John's top the table, 29 points from 13 games. Our old friends in Killarney are in second now, 26 points. They're 3 points behind, but they have two games in hand.
Oh.
Colliery, two defeats, and on the bounce, they're on 24 points, having played 12 games. So it's, and then you've got Glenview on 24 points as well after 12 games.
Jeez,
so
who's going to win that league?
Yeah, it's tight. You wouldn't call it yet. I think most people probably have Colliery as favourites, but it's two bad results for them in a row. St John's are motoring along nicely, and it'll probably depend on the results against each other there in that league, I'd say. Yeah. Although, good like Ballygawley are a good side. Like they can turn anybody over on their day. So, yeah, it's good. Look, it's just good to... I didn't think... If you'd asked me on the 22nd of, or 23rd of December whether we'd be back playing football on the 9th, I would have said we wouldn't have been.
Yeah, it was great. It was a huge crowd game yesterday.
Huge crowd, yeah. It's featured.
Within limit.
Within the limit, yeah. I'm not even sure what the limits are, but...
No, it was. It was good, yeah.
It was... it's just good. Just good to be able to play. Like, it was definitely a worry there, the other side of Christmas, that we wouldn't get back. But I think... we've only 8 league games left. Mm-hmm. Do you know? We've never played 14 games and... by the first week in January.
No, that's true as well, yeah.
Do you know? So, right, we'll do a bit of a predictions wrap-up here.
Let's wrap it up.
Right, so fixtures. On Saturday night, under the lights of McSharry Park, Cartrine United against Manor Rangers.
Yeah, was that game supposed to be in the B Park originally?
No. Okay. No, we played out there.
It's going to be tough to win out there. I think 2-1 to Cartrine. I think there's a bounce from last week. And I could be wrong. Manor exceeded 4 last. You'll get a goal or two, but 2-1 will go.
Okay. Ballester Air at home to Strand out here.
Strand on massive run of form, but Ballester won't come in easy. 2-2.
2-2, yeah. So then on Sunday in Super League, Carby at home to Ballymote.
The boys in Brother Walford Park won't give anything easy to the Carbery lads, but Carbery ring rusty, haven't played in a while. 4-0 to Carbery.
4-0. I just mentioned Carbery actually supposed to be playing the last 32 Junior Cup.
Okay.
But they've put that back, to put the Junior Cup competition back a month. Right. We're playing Connacht Cup the week after. I don't know whether that's going to go ahead or not. Anyway, then the battle of the bottom two actually, Tubber and Merville.
That could be an absolute cracker. That could be
a goal fest, I'd say.
Out in Tubber.
Yeah.
3-2 Tubber.
3-2 Tubber. Then MCR at home, Darrow Harps.
2-0 MCR.
And then Aughton at home to Cliffany.
4-3 Aughton.
4-3 Aughton.
Yeah. Goals.
Could be a shake up at the bottom half of the division.
They're scoring Aughton there.
Oh, they are, yeah. I actually checked their goal difference. Only -4 for them. Yeah. You know, that's kind of wild enough to be down there. So then in the Premier League on Saturday night, Drumahair at home to Carricktown in the Leitrim Derby.
Jeez, the Leitrim Derby. A feisty one. I remember reading about the Leitrim Observer about that. 1-1.
Then Glenview at home.
Eddie will be reporting.
He'll be reporting on that one. Glenview at home to Ben Mulban.
Glenview are on form, aren't they? 3-0.
Ballygawley at home to Kilglass and Enniscrone.
2-0 Ballygawley. Clean sheets all around.
Corrier travelling up to Gertchen.
The way they're going, they might be fancy travelling up there now.
They're not easy ever in Gertchen.
No.
I don't care what position you're in.
Just a hesitant 2-1 to Corrier.
And then we also have Killarney at home to Chaffman.
Yeah, look, Chaffman's win last week was massive. 3-1, wasn't it?
3-1 the one.
I believe Killarney got out of jail against Valley Rovers, so I go 1-0 Chaffman.
1-0 Chaffman. And then finally, Valley Rovers are home to St. John's.
John's to keep their good enough, because I know the Valley boys are missing again this week, so 2-0.
That fair goes on for a couple of weeks.
It's fortnightly.
Right, that's about it, I think.
That's us. Good review. That's us.
That's it.
Back in hopefully 2 weeks, I think.
Congratulations to Tenmo Vanny.
Oh, he won the FPL or the fancy. He's leading at Christmas.
Yeah.
Okay. We must actually put that in the WhatsApp group.
Yes. Okay. Good night. Bye.
I'm going back to where the beach is near. The beer is dear. There's plenty of women out of the crowd. Walking around the final second. The whistle is gone. And Sligo Rovers at your back. By the river side,
I'm being told that Average Joe's does not have enough players and will be forfeiting the championship match.
So bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for him.
Gary Bright and the Rivers laying out over the fence. Out in the field of Cotton. Jesus,
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.